from the God who stays. WJTL bringing you Matthew West's new song, The God Who Stays. Hillsong United, Good Grace, and Crowder, Lift Your Head, Weary Sinner. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday at 7:05.
Did you know WJTL has a prayer wall? Yeah, it connects you with the WJTL community, gives you an opportunity to see God working through the body of Christ, and you can share your prayer request. You can share an answer to a prayer. You can pray for people. It takes a few minutes just to pray for the needs of others. You can click on the prayer wall tab, and that's at WJTL.com.
This morning, our friends from Walk of Love and Brittany's Hope are hanging out with us. Mylin Sod and Dawn Ratour are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Thank you for being here. Mylin, anybody want to say hi to this morning?
Absolutely. My brother Joe Sod, who I'm sure he's up and listening, and also all the adopted families out there and also all the adoptees. Just thank you for all that you do.
And they've grown by the hundreds over the years. You have a lot of families that call Brittany's Hope their family.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Tell us about Brittany's Hope for those who don't know.
Absolutely. Brittany's Hope is a local 501c3 nonprofit. We are based in E-Town, and our mission is aid abandoned children, and we do that in two ways. First is we provide adoption grants to help children with special needs find their forever family. And the other aspect of Brittany's Hope is that we aid abandoned children with those that can't be adopted. And so we directly go in and provide holistic care in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Vietnam.
And I know last time you were here, I think you had just recently been in Vietnam and visited. Yes. Have you been anywhere recently?
Yeah, so I was just back again with a team of advocates of 35 people. So I led a team of 35 over to Vietnam, and we traveled the whole country of Vietnam and served 9 different orphanages, and we did $56,000 worth of projects, which is amazing.
That's very cool.
Blessing, so,
yeah. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Yes.
Absolutely. And what's the website?
Yeah, www.brittanyshope.org.
Brittanyshope.org. And this morning, Mylin has brought Dawn Ratour with her. Good morning to you, Dawn.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. To my husband and my kids, Mike, Maddie, Roy, and Emily.
And you are an adoptive parent.
I am. All three of our kids are adopted. Two from China, and one we have an open relationship with right here from Lancaster County.
And you're very passionate about Brittany's Hope. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Oh, my goodness. I have been I've been in love with Brittany's Hope for years. I believe so passionately about what they do. 100% of the money that we raise at Walk of Love, 100% goes to orphan care and what Mylin was just explaining. And I think that's huge. There's no cut taken out. And I don't know. I think it's such a wonderful place to give.
Yeah. And the Walk of Love is coming up. We're going to talk about that. It's coming up September the 14th. We'll give you all the information, the details. So we invite you to stay with us. Chris Rice, Zealand Works.